The data presented at ASCO were nothing short of stunning, and I think everybody appreciates that. The impact that was made was enormous, adding Herceptin to standard therapy. We're used to looking at 2% differences, 6% differences in attack versus FAK, and when we're getting to 6, we're thinking that's really good. Then you see differences like we saw with Herceptin, and you really get an appreciation of what a well-grounded biologic therapy might be able to do in the appropriate selected patient population. And I think it says two things. First of all, it's great news. The field really is moving forward. Secondly, I think it appropriately marks the death knell of the one-size-fits-all approach for major histology cancers. The concept that we've been doing for, you know, the last 4 decades is it's breast cancer, we're going to treat it with this combination, and the only modifier has been the hormone receptor status until HER2 came along. I don't think HER2 is going to be the end of the story. So I think it's very exciting about what we have in store for us.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is trying to begin to predict what we're going to see in the adjuvant setting based on the metastatic setting. And were you surprised at the magnitude of difference that was seen?
I wasn't surprised because we're on record as having predicted we'd be much better than the metastatic setting. But even I was astounded by how much better. I mean, I thought it would be better, but it was so much better that it was nothing short of stunning when we saw that data.